We're here with David Rockfam, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for Entrust. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm good. Listen, obviously we're at the show doing full coverage, and we're interested in what you're seeing as the trends this year when it comes to security. What's going on out there?
One of our big pushes is trusted security for less. It's a tough environment out there and tough economy, and enterprises, financial institutions, governments, all are looking for ways to save money, but they all have to deal with compliance. And we're bringing those two things together. We're bringing, very strong authentication solutions together with giving them at a low price and a lot of flexibility to our customers. And we think that that's going to help us kind of stand out in this show today, where a lot of others may not have that flexibility, whether they've got larger infrastructures, have larger customer bases that they can't, lower their price. Mm-hmm. So we're in being what we call kind of a price fighter right now at this show.
That's great. Can you tell me anything about the product that you're emphasizing at the show?
Yeah, we have what's called our Identity Guard platform. And what that is, it's a strong authentication platform, or what we call risk-based authentication platform. And what that is, it's a series of authenticators that are all underneath one strong platform. So our Identity Guard platform can manage over 10 different authenticators. So that authentication platform allows for our customers to decide what level of risk that their customers have, or their stakeholders have, and then utilize the proper level of authentication for that. So for, in a banking situation, username and password for someone that just checks their bank balances once a month, username and password might be fine. But if it's a person that sets up online bill pay, maybe knowledge-based is important. But then you get to someone that's moving $10,000 from one account to another, you may want to have them to have a grid card or a one-time password token to ensure that they really are who they say they are and that that's the transaction they want to make. So what we're doing is offering that platform at different price points along the way so that, someone can get started with us with username and password, and as they add different levels of users, they can go up, they can go up the level of security, and the pricing, moves up with it, but we're trying to stay at a lower price point than our competitors by offering that under one platform, which then cuts down on their cost of ownership because they don't have to have four or five different platforms to offer all these different authenticators to the right levels of users.
Right. Makes good sense. Certainly price, price flexibility is a good differentiator. But is there anything else that differentiates Entrust in particular in the marketplace?
Well, I think that number of authenticators off that one platform. So what we're announcing, I think 9.2 Identity Guard this week brings in digital certificates to the platform. So, you've been able to get, from username and password to IP geolocation up to tokens, and now we're adding digital certificate capabilities. So now as a customer wants to maybe add smart cards to their solutions for their customers, mm-hmm. they can add a smart card solution with a digital certificate on it from Entrust, and we can manage the issuance of that digital certificate, manage that life cycle, and kind of get all of the robust features and functionality that they've come to know and trust from Entrust over the years, now in a strong authentication platform.
Right. David, considering that we focus in financial and government mm-hmm. right now, of course we're transitioning to healthcare as well later in the year, what advice do you have for folks out there dealing with some of these issues you mentioned?
I think, you really have to take a look at your user base, analyze that for what compliance issues are out there and that you have to take into consideration. You then need to pick the right levels of security for that. In the government space, we are working very closely with governments around the world around new e-passports. Europe has a new EAC, Extended Access Control, passport that countries in the EU have to be compliant with in June of this year. So we're working with a number of partners in the e-passport area to help them meet these compliant regulations. We're also working with different governments around the world around different EID initiatives, because as you start to take healthcare records onto the web, as you start to take Social Security onto the web, you need stronger authentication to make sure that that information is protected. In the U.S., we have Treasury Department uses our grid card for strong authentication for the purchasing of bonds online. So if you want to buy a U.S. savings bond online, you get issued an Entrust grid card, which then gives you stronger authentication to make sure that you're the one buying those bonds. So, and that's very similar for government, enterprise, and financial, and as you move into healthcare especially, making sure, the first level defense is making sure the person accessing the information is the right person, mm-hmm. and that they're only able to view the information that they should have access to. Right. So, having from strong authentication to the access control and privilege controls, and then all the way back to make sure that information is encrypted and stored in a, very safe and secure manner.
Great. Makes good sense. Well, listen, thank you for your time, and have a great show.
Thanks a lot. You too.